Sharp's Rifles. Richard Sharp and the French Invasion of Galicia, January 1809. By Bernard Cornwell. Read by William Gaminara. Prologue. The prize was a strongbox. A Spanish major was struggling to save the box, while a chasseur colonel of Napoleon's Imperial Guard had been ordered to capture it. The Frenchman had been unleashed to the task, told that he could destroy or kill whatever or whoever tried to obstruct him. The strongbox itself was a chest made of a wood so old that it appeared as black and shiny as coal. The wood was bound with two iron bands that, though pitted with ancient rust, were still strong. The old chest was 2 feet long, 18 inches wide, and as many inches high. It was locked with two hasps that were fastened with brass padlocks. The joint between the humped lid and the chest was sealed with red seals, some of them so old that they were now little more than wisps of wax embedded in the grain of the ancient wood. An oilcloth had been sewn around the strongbox to protect it from the weather, or rather to protect the fate of Spain that lay hidden inside. On the second day of 1809, the chasseur colonel almost captured the strongbox. He had been given a regiment of French dragoons, and those horsemen caught up with the Spaniards close to the city of León. The Spaniards only escaped by climbing into the high mountains, where they were forced to abandon their horses, for no horse could climb the steep, ice-slick tracks where Major Blas Vivar sought refuge. It was winter, the worst winter in Spanish memory, and the very worst time to be in the northern Spanish mountains, but the French had given Major Vivar no choice. Napoleon's armies had taken Madrid in December, and Blas Vivar had fled with a strongbox just 1 hour before the enemy horse.